is mental health. Because I think that the majority of people suffer from mental health issues. Everybody.
Well, mental health issues is categorized for what it is, but mental health in general is going to be the well-being for your brain, for your mind.
For your being. Your well-being for your being. Most people I reckon are not aware of their being. They're not aware that there's a multitude of different things that play a role into what causes us to become dysregulated. Dysregulated. And then on top of being dysregulated, like, they're dysregulators. And so they continue to perpetuate this systematic destruction that has become way too normal. It's become normalized in their daily life. Like, you know, everyone anticipates this type of shit, and like, that's not the fact that people think it's okay to be in a chaotic state of being and feeling and thinking is I don't know, babe, help me.
Well, then that makes sense. Or is that their ego?
What is their ego?
Most of people think that they're above everybody. That's their ego. You're not meeting their expectations. They're definitely not going to be yours.
Well, they're definitely not giving the same in reciprocity, because That's a necessity in all relationships and in all aspects of life. If you take from the earth, you give back to the earth. If you take, you give. You don't have a choice in whether or not you are going to only give or only take. It's a perpetual state of being, and I think that a lot of people think that they're privy to something that is not even normal. And so even just knowing and recognizing that imbalance in the world, that already right there tells me a lot of things about the environment of people who are...
Look at it, junior standpoint. How many different juniors are there?
What do you mean? In what context?
They're just takers, right? They take. Because why? Everyone.
How are they taking?
They take everyone's fucking time and energy they work with. They disregard them. I'm talking about not monetary value. They get the monetary value from it. But they're taking everyone's fucking, like, consciousness away. I mean, they're fucking, you know what I'm saying? The people who know them know that they're fucking full of shit.
Well, how are they taking their consciousness away?
Well, I guess that's the wrong thing. I take their consciousness. But they're pretty much, they're making these people sell their souls in that aspect, because they're all putting up with the bullshit. He's making a toxic environment. For making a toxic environment.
How is it toxic?
Well, you know how junior is.
Well, you have to be able to describe these things.
I get it, babe. You're having this conversation with me like you don't know the conversation. I don't need to enter all that.
Okay, we'll enter all it in later. But, okay, so basically you're saying that because they're there to make money.
Like, you didn't let me finish what I was saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
The whole point of I was saying how many people are like Junior, because we know who Junior's character is. This is not about trying to get him pinpointed apart. This is about the fact that they do their one-off fucking good for the fucking community runs. They're giving back. So that's their way of fucking balancing it in their mind for all the giving.
Yeah, but it's lost its authenticity when they do it. It's lost its wholesomeness. It's lost the essence of why they're doing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. So now it's become a systematic thing. Okay, it's just normal. Let's just do this now at this time. And so on and so forth, because we have to keep up with the Joneses. Of business owners.
But the reason why I was referencing Junior with the whole thing of it is talking about that's where the self-righteousness comes from, all these people who do this shit. They do this shit.
Yeah.
They do, they're do Juniors because that justifies them being the shitty people.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole conversation we're talking about is we don't get how people are here. They don't see it. They don't see the wrongs they're doing.
Well, no, I think it all goes down to mental health. It all goes back to mental health. Because a healthy, sound mind is going to generate healthy, sound environment. You cannot tell me that a healthy and sound mind individual is going to generate chaos. Because I know a lot of healthy, sound of mind people who are like, oh, they generate just that, which they are. They're very peaceful, very sound of mind, very healthy, very mindful of everything happening in their environment, because their environment is their home, you know? They make sure that everyone is catered to in specificity, individualistically. They care to know wholesomely who each individual is that enters their tribe. They're doing it for many reasons. They're doing it to make sure that they protect everyone else who's in. And they want to make sure that, you know, the quality of life is going to continue to prosper. Everything is about prospering and growing and evolving. And we live in a world that fosters the opposite of that. And they call themselves good people because they have a paycheck. They can take care of their own, but fuck everyone else. That's not the way that it works. That's not mental health. That's not quality of mind, because it's not geared towards quality of life.
Yeah, no one knows what the quality of life of that is. Everyone's American dreams get different, and most of them are just it's what you got.
Well, they're not living inside themselves, because they're living the idea of someone else's reality that they told them, this is how you're supposed to live life. Not because, hey, you have to know who you are, what role you play, what things you're good at. Let's work, you know, you were never nurtured as a child. You were never given the opportunity to build all these factors that play key parts and key roles in our lives that give us the ability to be just fucking better and not this self-righteous fucking shit, because you wouldn't have to be that way. You knew how good you were from start to finish and everything you give yourself the capacity to do. And it's not a competition to prove how much better you are than someone else. It's about having the capacity to be able to show someone patiently, kindly, and generously how they can improve their reality as well. Because if another person's reality is improving, you best believe that everybody else surrounding that person, their fucking quality of life is going to continue to improve and prosper.
Just like right here.
But But no, the people we're surrounded by, how does everyone around them continue to prosper? Because all I see in the world around them is only them prospering and everyone trying and striving and struggling to be able to be, to cater to them. Like, what? You are no master and you shall have no throne. How dare you even think that you deserve to be on one? Is what I think anyway.